This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening. Hello, and thank you for joining me today for the Quiet Moments podcast. I'm your host, Russ Earl. The Bible talks about forgiveness. What about forgiving others just as we are forgiven? This is our topic today here on Quiet Moments. As we look at our third part here on finding forgiveness, we want to talk about forgiving others just as we are forgiven. If you look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, we find that in order for us to be forgiven, we also must be those who forgive. Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You know, when we make mistakes and we want others to forgive us, we want others to acknowledge that we are truly sorry and that we desire for them to forgive us, and we are repenting not only to them, you know, asking for their forgiveness, but also to God as well. But how would we feel if we made a mistake and someone was not willing to forgive us? Instead of finding forgiveness, that person maybe instead holds it over us. And maybe instead they despise us for a long time. That's not what the Bible teaches, is it? According to Matthew 6, 14 to 15, that's not at all what the Bible teaches. We want to be those who forgive others, because we want to be forgiven as well. We're not perfect people. We're going to make a mistake. And don't we want others to forgive us? And according to Christ here in Matthew 6, 14 to 15, if we want God to forgive us of our sins, we have to be willing to be those who forgive others as well. God desires and expects us to forgive others. In Ephesians 4 and verse 32, he says, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." We want to be those who forgive others when they make a mistake. God wants us to be those who are, as he says here in verse 32, to be kind to one another. Those who are tender-hearted, those who recognize that, hey, nobody's perfect. And we are those who forgive others. Even as he says in verse 32, even as God in Christ forgave you. We also want to realize that by forgiving others, we follow Christ's example for us. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, here the Bible says, "For to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." What did Christ do there in verse 21 through 25? What is Peter talking about? That Christ forgave those by his death on the cross. He forgave those who have sinned against him. We too want to be those who sin against us. Even if it's something small or something we find to be quite significant, let's be compassionate, as we find there in Ephesians 4 verse 32. And forgive others. Because after all, as we find in 1 Peter 2, verse 21 through 25, that is the example that Christ leaves us. We also are to be merciful to others, just as God is merciful to us. Luke 6, verse 36 says, "Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." Let us be those who show mercy to others. Mercy is, in all reality, the way of the Christian. To be merciful to others, to be kind and tender-hearted to others. I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue looking at forgiveness, finding forgiveness, and what happens after forgiveness. Hope to see you again next time here on Quiet Moments. We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.